At the John Deere API Integrator Conference, I'm visiting with Sheila Turnbull. And first of all, Sheila, tell me what you do for John Deere.
I am an IT business analyst is my actual title, and I do a wide variety of things. I facilitate a lot of the work planning for our team, for the API enablement team. I also work directly with our vendor tool, which we use as our API management tool, and I also planned the conference. So I wear a wide variety of hats, but a lot of my work is around processes and use of the tool in order for our partners to get access to our APIs and the information that they need.
Well, announced here today, or revealed is the word that was used, was the developer.deere.com site where a partner company or a company that would like to become a partner can go and create an account. And I think you handled one of the more technical breakout sessions this morning. What were some of the things that you wanted to let these developers know that they can do when they go to this developer.deere.com?
Sure. Developer.deere.com is actually what we call our API management tool. It's our portal for our partners to get access to the API. So once we onboard a partner, which is a very simple conversation we have with them, making sure we have the API endpoints that they're interested in available, they would go in there, log in, they would be able to see all the documentation, sample code, information about how to build their sandbox data so that they can begin developing their application and testing it against the data and utilizing our actual APIs in the sandbox. The other thing that they can do in that tool is they can test their connection. If they feel that there's any trouble while they're working on their application, they can test the connection to our APIs, and they can also monitor the usage. So there are monitoring tools in there that let them know how many calls they're making to which API, and if they're having any calls that are unsuccessful, maybe what some troubleshooting of what they need to do. So there's lots of information in there for them, not only for developing their app, but then testing as they go along as well.
I understand that even actually before we started today, you already had a few people registered there. I'm betting that after your session, we've got some more in there. What kinds of things have they been asking you about, or what are the things that kind of the feedback maybe that you've gotten from some who maybe have already given it a start?
Sure, correct. We do have, we're calling them our beta partners. We had some partners that had inquired early on, maybe had some ideas with some applications they wanted to build, and we brought those on board, and they're giving us a lot of feedback in the tool. We've already made changes in the tool, and we're working with our vendor to make some more changes because we want it to be a good user experience for our partners. Some of the other things that people who are not our partners yet are asking about is, when can I get access? What endpoints can I get access to? So I think they're really hungry to start looking at the information and start thinking about how they can use the My John Deere Data API and connect with it so that they can start connecting to the John Deere data.
Is there anything you've seen that you've thought are kind of like some neat ideas that some of the developers have? I mean, I guess I'm a little bit curious what kinds of applications we might ultimately see out of this whole process.
You know, in talking with some of the partners, I've heard all kinds of things from all ends of the process of the agricultural world. Most of them have been agricultural ideas at this point. But even to the point of when a gentleman was talking to me today about getting the information off of the machine and into the elevator easier so that when it pulls into the co-op, and a lot of that may not be automated and so on, but just to be able to have that information available much easier at the very end of the process, if you will, once they've harvested it and are taking it, you know, to the elevator. So I think that's kind of a neat application. You think about a lot of this data being, you know, more when you're out there farming or beforehand. What do I need to do to my soil? What do I need to do while it's growing? What do I need to do while I'm harvesting? But even after harvesting, you know, wherever the crop is going to go at the end, sharing data with them. I think that's a neat idea.
Well, we might ought to mention here that even though a lot of our focus is or has been on agriculture here, this isn't just John Deere agriculture.
Right.
You have construction and forestry.
Correct. For construction, we are discussing and ready with the AEMP API to get some beta partners utilizing it. We have it out on our site, and it is ready for someone to onboard. And I think we've got a couple of partners that are ready to do that and start trying it through our portal and give us some feedback, just like we did with the My John Deere Data API. We got some feedback from some folks first. So I know that we're ready to roll with the AEMP one as well.
Now, I know that we have folks here from a couple of different countries besides just the U.S., so I'm assuming that this isn't just this is an international effort, if you will, because as I saw today, Deere's, 65,000 employees in 120 countries now.
Correct, absolutely. And actually, yes, we have some partners within Deere that work with us regularly in our European office in Germany. And we've actually got a beta partner in Germany right now who is giving us feedback and trying out the My John Deere Data API. Absolutely. And I just sat next to somebody from Canada at lunch. So meeting lots of people from all over.
Anything else about what you're doing with in this whole process, or and the conference as one of the organizers here, how do you think it's going? We're just, I know, partway through it.
Yeah, I feel good about how it's going so far. I think, people have said things like they're learning a lot. I think a true telltale sign if it's a good conference is people are generating questions. After the end of the sessions, I see people coming up to the Deere people and asking questions and having conversations. And that's what, this being one of the early conferences and being in our beta state, it's great to have the partners start inquiring. And that's what we want to do is build relationships with our partners so that we can start building applications together, right? And so this is just the first step in a lot of that.
Well, I know we're at a conference, but I also thought it was nice to see that you're kind of going to do the unconference concept, too.
Yes, we're going to try the unconference concept, which is kind of I think it's fairly new. I haven't seen it a lot. But I feel like, we've got a lot of people here from a lot of different countries and companies that have something in common. They all have to do with either agri-construction or forestry software. So what are the topics on their mind that other people here have on their mind? So let's sit down at the table and have informal conversations about them, right? Yeah, so I think it's a great idea. I look forward to seeing what topics we talk about tomorrow.
Me too. Well, thank you so much, Sheila, for talking with me here. This is a great conference. I'm a publicly avowed ag nerd, so this is just a great place for me to be and thoroughly enjoying it. So here we are. We're in the beautiful World Food Prize building in Des Moines, Iowa, and I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.